Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special, very early Monday edition of Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I will be joined by special guest co-host, Miss Callie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ace. Pleasure as always.
And tonight we will be joined by NWF Unified Champion Jay Donaldson just days prior to entering Thunderdome.
Let's just get a little bit of background on this, because Thunderdome is a yearly event that, as we all know, in matches like that, definitely the champion loses his advantage. Just for the fact that there are so many. You've got seven other guys involved in this match. And, I mean, you look at even some of the names that are in this year's Thunderdome, it is going to be astronomical.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, right on time, our guest tonight, NWF Unified Champion. Well, if my computer will work, Jay Donaldson, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
But let's get right into this. Jay, this is far from your first Thunderdome. You've been in multiple, and you've won two, is that correct?
That would be correct.
Now, I do have to ask, because just looking at some of the people you're in there with, you've obviously got the most experience, because we know this will be Kalisto's first Thunderdome. But then you've got guys like legendary Larry D, who is, just, in my opinion, he's a freak of nature. He's ungodly strong, and I would imagine would be hard to prepare for. You've got Pompano Joe, the Mercenary, Jesse Hyde. I mean, the NWF champion, the Titan, and I don't believe any of your backup, however, is involved in this match. So, how do you feel?
This year's Thunderdome is, I mean, every year is different. So, and this year is no different. I think this year is definitely unique, by the way, is that you've got experienced guys who's been in it multiple times. And then you have the wild cards of guys who it's their first time ever tasting Thunderdome. You never know what you're going to get with that. You got size, you got the strength, you got the quickness, you got the high flying. You've got a little bit of everything in Thunderdome. This is the match of the year. FanFest is definitely the show every year, but Thunderdome is the match. We've had, you know, Thunderdome in front of 700 people at Bogart's before. We've, you know, always sell out for Thunderdome wherever it takes place at. It's eight men in a steel cage. It's a match that you survive. You don't win a match like this. You survive, and this is a match that I thrive in. It's the match that everybody remembers all year round. So it's matches like this that I love to show off at. And like I said, you have a lot of guys who's been in it, but nobody in Thunderdome has ever won Thunderdome, much less even, you know, Titan got to the finals last year with it, but nobody's ever won Thunderdome. And I'm the only one going into this with winning the Thunderdome twice. Only me and Ryan Stone can even say that we are two-time Thunderdome winners. So this year, not only do I get to go in as unified champion and a chance to walk out unified and NWF champion, I also get a chance to set the record and become the only one to ever win three times Thunderdome. So, I'm definitely with an extra something for me in Thunderdome this year going into it.
Obviously, that would be quite the crowning achievement to say you're the only three-time winner. Not only that, but also walking out both Unified and Northern Wrestling Federation champion. I can see where that would add a little extra motivation there for you.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm a very arrogant, cocky person, and anytime a chance for me to add to my resume and add to my legacy of being the best NWF wrestler to ever wrestle in the NWF, I'll definitely love to do it and tell everybody about it too. So any chance I get to rub that in everybody's face, I'll definitely take advantage of that.
So I've noticed. Besides that, though, none of your backup is involved this year, though. So do you still feel that your chances are as good without having...
No. Are you saying I need backup?
I'm saying that it has never hurt you.
Look, Kylie, I think you understand, and the NWF Army understands that I always have a plan. I've always got a backup plan. I've always got something up my sleeves. I never go into any match, much less the match Thunderdome, without some kind of plan. So even though Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens, the NWF Tag Team Champions, all my boys now, they all riding right alongside with me, aren't in Thunderdome, I would bet to say they wouldn't be too far away. I'm sure they'll have a keen eye on the match. But anything that I've proven is that I am definitely good enough to win anything by myself. But if I need a little help, I can always find a getaway to get a little help.
Speaking of your boys, they're actually involved in singles matches. So the biggest question is, are they both going to be good enough to win their matches to prevent David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater from getting another shot at the Tag Team Championship?
I see right now that the NWF is going through a very weird stage right now, and it's a stage that hasn't been seen in about 15 years. About 15 years ago, the company was like looking for something different, something new to come along, and that's when the Young Lions came along and took over, which was myself, Chad Allegra, and Ryan Stone. And now it seems like 15 years later now we're here, and it seems like the company is pushing for some new blood to come in and take over. And that's where the Calypsos and the Jordan Clearwaters and the David Tylers are all getting pushed down everybody's throat that these are the three guys that's going to do something. And now we're in this, where it feels like we're in a spot. But the difference is that you got that older veteran guys like myself and Ryan Stone not allowing that this new little revolution come through, this new young lines, if you want to say, to take over. And now you got David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater, you know, former tag champions, wanting to go back after to get the tag titles. And they have that opportunity. They get to wrestle Matt Stevens and Ryan Stone in singles matches. And to get that tag team title shot that they want so bad, that's all they've got to do. And all they got to do is beat the Outlaw Matt Stevens and one of the greatest NWF champions of all time, Ryan Stone. That's all they got to do. And for them to do that would be, it would be a miracle for them to get by. Because not only are these guys phenomenal tag team wrestlers, not only are they only the tag team champions, but they have a huge singles career too. So these young guys thinking that it's their time, and this company telling everybody that it's their time, Well, they're going to have a hard time getting that tag team opportunity when they face singles matches this Saturday in Fairfield.
So you're saying that you feel that Stone and Stevens definitely have the advantage hands down. I will give them experience. I will not take anything away from their experience because they do have phenomenal singles careers. They are the current and they are the current reigning tag champs. But you know as well as I know, anybody can beat anybody any night of the year. It just boils down to who's the better wrestler that night.
These young guys may have a great career down the road, and I'm not saying they, years down the road, they might actually do something. But right here, right now, it's still our show. And we still run the show, and we allow who we want to rise to the top. And these young guys that are getting pushed down everybody's throats, and these are the guys that the company is going to lean on. Well, we need to let them know that who really runs the show. And right now, who runs the show is Matt Stevens, Ryan Stone, and Jay Donaldson. And it's been that way for a while now, and we're just letting everybody know and reassuring everybody knowing their place in this company. And it starts with us on top. And everybody else, well, they can fight for the scraps that we leave behind.
So you're saying that the three of you actually run the company. You guys have, you're the be-all, end-all in this company right now.
Well, I mean, I don't even think I have to even say that. I mean, I believe that's about as obvious as it can be. The guys, so many guys have tried, and so many guys have said that they were going to be the next guys, and so many guys have said this for 15 years now, and one, they learn their spot, and that's beneath us, and they get comfortable with that spot in the roster, or two, they just leave and go somewhere else because they know in the NWF who runs the show. And there's been so many Jordan Clearwaters and so many David Tylers, so many Calypsos that the company was wanting to be the next guys. And so, and every time, knocked them off and let them know who runs the show. And these three guys are going to be no different. They're going to have their moment, and the crowd's going to get behind them. But when it comes straight down to it, when those lights are bright and everybody's watching, history will show itself again, who really runs the show. So at the end of the night, we'll see who's the winners, and we'll see who the losers are.
Well, bringing the focus back around to the Thunderdome match itself, it's already pretty been well stated that the current champion, the Titan, he's been in Thunderdome before, but never won it. Now, being somebody that's been in there and won it, how much do you think that really plays on the champion, that knowing that he's never won the match, now going and knowing that he's fighting to keep that belt, knowing he's never won that match?
Well, when you're the NWF champion, you have a target on your back. And that target is so much bigger when it comes to Thunderdome. Walking in there with seven other guys with that strap, with the title, and going into a cage where, like I said, just one night you survive, you become champion. You have that shot at being champion, and all you got to do is survive. So you have seven guys who may all not like each other, but they all have the same goal, and it's to make sure you don't walk out as champion. That comes, you know, that spot's very tough, and that's a spot Titan has never faced before. See, everybody keeps going on about that this is the era of the Titan, and the Titan this, and Titan's the guy now, and Titan's walking in as the favorite in this. It makes me hard to believe that because, like you said, Titan has been in Thunderdome many times now. Like I said, last year he even got to the finals. That was the first time ever he even tasted what the finals was like. But like I said before, that moment, when that moment really comes, there's only a few guys who can handle that spot. And Titan shows that he's not ready for that spot, for that match to be that guy. And those moments are saved for the Ryan Stones and the Jay Donaldsons. We've proven that that moment isn't too big for us. I've walked into Thunderdome as champion, and I've walked out as Thunderdome as champion. I've been one of the seven guys fighting for that title in Thunderdome and walked out as champion. So I've done it both ways. So, you know, walking in as the champion stuff and having seven guys destroying themselves in the cage and you walk out as that champion, there's a whole different vibe. And you've got to survive over seven other guys who wants to be the guy so bad that they're willing to risk it all, risk everything. It's a tough spot, and it's a spot Titan has never been in. So to say Titan is a favorite in this, I would very much beg to differ on that. And like I said, this is a match you have got to be able to survive and do anything and everything. And when you've never been in a spot like Titan's going to be in, and he comes out and he has that belt and we're all in that cage waiting for him, it's going to be interesting how Titan reacts to that.
I mean, taking nothing away from the Titan, I'm not necessarily saying he is the favorite just for the fact of, obviously, this style of match does not favor the champion at all. But on the opposite side of that, Titan's proved to be very resilient as of late, and he has been a fighting champion, so I'm not also going to discredit the fact that he could, for the first time in his career, actually win Thunderdome. But like you said too, it's a lot different walking in knowing seven other people are gunning for you to make sure you don't walk out carrying that belt.
I mean, that's a moment that he's going to have to want that moment. And like I said, I have no problem with everybody hating me. I love that moment and love to rub it in everybody's face. And he's going to be able to love that moment when seven other guys ain't going to like him very much.
Obviously, you have no problem knowing that people don't like you because, well, you seem to thrive under that situation because most of the fans seem to not like you.
When you're a stud, Callie, you got to understand there's going to be some haters that come with that.
A stud, wow. Really, Jay?
Come on, Callie. I see how you look at me when I come out there. It's no big surprise.
I have known you for a very long time. But a 22-year-old stud, you are not. You're talented.
How talented am I, Callie? Am I of the best?
I will say you are one of the top superstars in that company. And you have been, and you've earned the right to say that about yourself.
There you go, Callie. Tell everybody that. Tell them how great I am.
But I've seen others that have come through that have been just as good. But you're one of the ones that is currently there. You have earned the right to say that you are one of the best in the company. I saw you when you and Ryan Stone and Chad Allegra were the Young Lions, and I have seen how you have progressed through time. I have also seen how your attitude has changed through time.
Well, I used to care so much and mourn at the NWF Army behind my back for years and years and years and years, and it got me nowhere. The Ryan Stone, Chad Allegra, they turned their backs on everybody early in the career and stuff, and they had a great career, and somehow people just still now they love Chad Allegra. They used to love Ryan Stone till just recently. But for some reason, it's like I try to be the good guy and shake everybody's hand and make sure everybody had a great time and everything like that, and it got me nowhere. until just over the last handful of years where I decided, you know what, I don't care. And I let everybody know I don't care if they boo me, if they don't like me, or whatnot. And all that's gotten me is a couple NWF title reigns, one that lasted over a year, including 3 victories over Chan Allegra. You know, it got me a lot further than ever being liked. And that's what you see with the Calypsos and the Jordan Clearwaters and David Tyler. They want the people to like them so much. And the NWF Army does. But what's that going to get you? It's not going to get them anywhere. And until you start worrying about you, that's when things start happening for you. You kind of make your own destiny in this company. You can rather be liked, or you can worry about your career and your legacy that you leave behind. Do you want to be a champion? Do you want to be a winner? Or do you want to be some guy that people like?
I mean, I see what you're saying, but we've had guys who have been very well liked and have been very successful through their careers in the NWF. You look at guys like Angel. Very successful and very well liked. But I digress. This is about this year's Thunderdome. This is about you along with 7 other men going in and going after the biggest prize in that company.
And I hope these other guys, I hope these other guys know, understand that. I mean, for just a handful of days, till when the light is the brightest it is, when everything stops and focuses on Thunderdome. It's the match, not only in the NWF, but you can't go anywhere around here for miles and miles, and all the companies and stuff. Nobody has a match like this. This is the NWF's creation. It's the NWF's baby. It's the match of anywhere around, and everybody stops and pays attention to Thunderdome. It's the match that you build your legacy. I mean, the moments that has happened in Thunderdome. Something happens in Thunderdome. So it's the night where everybody goes because anything can happen, and it's the most brutalist match when you have 8 guys in a steel cage, and you put the biggest prize in the company on the line, and let 8 guys go at it with no rules, and that's what you get. You get the most vicious match anywhere around, and it's called Thunderdome for a reason, because how violent, how unpredictable, and how crazy this night is. We don't even know who the 8th guy even is yet. That's the wild card. I'm leaving that out. We don't even know who the 8th guy even is. We're days away from being locked inside of a steel cage. And there's some of these guys, I don't think, you know, the Clippers I know have no idea what they're getting themselves into. And these other guys who have been in Thunderdome and stuff before, but now they feel like it's their time. But when you hear them talk, you can tell how uncertain they are, how unconfident they are, because they've never done it before. My voice, Kyle, do you hear any doubt in my voice? Do you hear any scaredness in my voice? I'm not very unconfident. I am very confident to walk out not only the Unified Champion, but the NWF Champion.
I will give you that. You do not lack for confidence. Is it fair to say, though, that anybody that competes in Thunderdome never walks out the same? It's
I think that's something that the guys don't get either, is that my body has been destroyed in matches like this. My body is ready for something like this. So when these guys get hit and their body gets destroyed in stuff matches like this, you know, at Bogart's, Nasty Russ nearly had his leg broken in that match, and he literally had to wrestle the rest of the match on one leg. You know, we've had insane moments happen in Thunderdome, and when your body isn't used to that and isn't ready for something like that, it's a shock. And guys, I mean, until you put yourself into that situation, there's no way you can be ready for something like that.
Well, Jay Johnson, I want to thank you very much for your time this evening. It's very enlightening to hear your thoughts on the match. I do, in all sincerity, wish you the best of luck this Saturday at Thunderdome.
It's Thunderdome, Callie. It's Thunderdome.
Yes, it is. It is Thunderdome. And I honestly think anybody who doesn't say you're one of the odds-on favorites would be ignorant to not think that you could be one of the odds-on favorites. Because you've won it twice. You're the only person that's in the match that's actually won the match. So obviously, that gives you a little bit of an advantage over even the guys that have previously been in the match. Because you're the only one who can say, I've won. So,
well,
I do want to wish you the best of luck. Yes, sir.
I attend to making it a record-breaking night when I win it three times, and now that I have that brand-new Unified title around my shoulder and then have that NWF title over on the other side of the shoulder, just think how confident and how arrogant, how cocky I'm going to be after that. Just think how much stronger our group is going to be with the tag team titles and then me with the Unified and the NWF title. We're gonna look pretty sexy.
Is there gonna be a doorway big enough for your ego to fit through? But I will say that is a very sweet title that Roger Ruffin presented you with Saturday night. That was a very sweet title.
So. And I tend to go in the Thunderdome and putting on a show, Miss Callie, and showing everybody why for 15 years I've been the guy. I've been the stud of the NWF. And matches like this, this is what I do. I outshow them all. And these guys, they're not, I don't think they're ready, Callie. Do you think they're ready? Because I don't think they're ready. I know I am.
That remains to be seen whether they're ready or not. Obviously, you know, you're well prepared, you're well versed in the match, so like I said, you go in with an advantage that most guys can only dream of having because you've been in multiple Thunderdomes, you won Thunderdome twice. So that obviously plays to your strength because like I said, that is your style of match. A match where you can shine. And it's just a matter of who's going to shine the brightest this Saturday night in Fairfield. Who will walk out of Thunderdome the champion?
Bring them all on, because after Ryan Stone wins and Matt Stevens wins and then I win, we're gonna have one heck of a little party at Buffalo Wild Wings. And if you play your cards right, Miss Ty, maybe we get you on the list.
Maybe you can get me on the list. Wow. I would be so honored.
Well, I'll have to talk to Mr. Ryan Stone about it, but we'll see if we can get you in there.
I don't know what to say, Jay. Thank you so much. This
You're
is
welcome.
So generous of you. Ladies and gentlemen, the NWF Unified Champion, Jay Donaldson, walks into Thunderdome this Saturday night, April the 22nd, Fairfield, Ohio at the UAW Hall for a shot to not only walk out as the NWF Champion, but also to be a record-breaking three-time Thunderdome winner.
Fairfield's going to be off the chain, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be packed. It's eight men inside of a steel cage. It's Thunderdome. And it's going to be my night, Callie. It's going to be my night!
Jay Donaldson?
Well, we're about out of time.
You're going to need it.
So, Jay Donaldson, thank you very much for appearing. Miss Callie, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And
we will see everybody in Fairfield this Saturday, April the 22nd. Tickets at Hooterville Sports Cards on Main, on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. And get them while they last, because pre-sale tickets are almost gone. VIPs will be sold out. Get them in advance. You do not want to miss this opportunity to see Thunderdome up close. So make sure you get your VIP tickets before they sell out.
And good night, everybody.